It's a Wednesday, the Giants and the Dodgers, game two of this series. Dave Fleming alongside the Giants manager, Gabe Kapler. And Gabe, we'll talk about tonight's game here in a moment, but I do. Last night was just fun, another wild, crazy Dodgers-Giants game. And there were a couple things that I was curious about. Number one, the key inning of the game, the eighth inning, top of the eighth. Second and third, one out. Max Muncy's up. First base is open. Tyler Rogers is on the mound. Maybe you could give us a little insight. You come to the mound to visit. Do you have a plan? Are you looking for the pitcher, the catcher's opinion? How do those kind of meetings go typically for you?
Most of the time I have a thought in my mind of where I'd like to see it go. And then I really genuinely want to hear the opinions of the people on the mound. And I think sometimes we feel like we know better than the pitcher or the hitter about like what they're feeling and what they're experiencing, what they're looking forward to. And I think in this particular case, it was worth getting Rogers' opinion. So I just asked him, like, how do you feel about facing Max Muncy? I feel all the confidence that you can handle this situation. But I want to make sure you're comfortable with it. Who would you rather face? And it was just kind of a genuine back and forth. It only took a few seconds, obviously. But I think we decided that the best thing to do there was to pitch to Muncy and told him that we were going to bring the infield in and that we were going to gobble up a ground ball for him and make a play at the plate. I think what was cool about that and also unique is it wouldn't have been the same conversation with Don Leon or Jay Jackson or another quality righty. We probably would have just walked the batter at that point and tried to set up the double play. In this particular case, Rogers is very unique. He's one of the few guys that you might say is tougher on left-handed hitters than on right-handed hitters. Justin Turner had some success against Rogers and great swings against him. So in that particular case, I think we were kind of aligned. We were looking for, you know, that slider to potentially jam Muncy or something that he would roll over to the right side and then not put the additional pressure of having to make a perfect pitch. If we walk Muncy there with Justin Turner at the plate and Will Smith on deck, he falls behind 2-0. We know what has to happen. He has to groove one. So there was a lot of things at play. They all came together in one moment. Right decision, wrong decision. Hindsight tells it worked out, but it's a tough one. And I could see why people were like, what are you doing pitching to Muncy? In this case, it was collaborative, and we made a healthy decision as a group.
Yeah, really good insight, and it did work out well. And Darren Ruff made a nice throw. I don't want to oversell because it wasn't the toughest play of all time, but, you know, I did think there was a contrast last night. Cody Bellinger makes a bad throw. You had Austin Slater who made a terrific play in center field and what I thought was a sneaky big part of the game. And then Darren Ruff made his solid throw to the plate. The throwing arms for your team last night were huge.
So I have a couple of bits of feedback. The first is with Ruff. We discussed this with our writers today. We do have kind of a group character right now. We're just even and poised and the moment isn't too big and look, we have a long way to go and a lot to prove, but right now it seems like we're not getting bent out of shape. We're not overly nervous. We're able to channel the adrenaline that we're getting from these big moments and sharpen our focus. It's a good thing. That's what we're seeing with Darren Ruff. With Slate's excellent throw, a really good body position, I actually think that play shouldn't have been as close as it was. I think he hesitated for a split second. I think he can come up and make the assumption that the runner is going to be looking to take second base, and then I think it's not bang bang. So, little small criticism right there, but an excellent play. But one as I watch that replay several times, I feel like it didn't need to be that close.
All right, we're going to focus on tonight's game when we come back with Gabe Kapler right after this. All right, we're here with the Giants manager, Gabe Kapler. Giants and the Dodgers, Gabe, you are without one of your top guys these days. Lamont Wade Jr. last night had to come out of the game, and he's not in the starting lineup tonight.
Lamont hit a few balls consecutively in that at-bat against Trinan last night off his front side. And you could tell that he was in considerable pain after that second one. We tried to get him ready to go out there and play defense, and as he approached the steps to go out and play, we just knew that he wasn't going to be able to do it. We sent him in, checked in with him today. He told me he was pretty sore, knew that he probably wasn't going to be in the lineup today. David Price on the mound tomorrow. Maybe he gets two consecutive days off. We'll see how that goes, and we're going to try to get him ready to pinch hit off the bench, and maybe he doesn't go in to play defense tonight, but maybe it's just that big moment, and he's ready for that.
All right, last thought, Anthony DeSclafani. I thought last time, you know, the bottom line numbers looked good, not great. I thought he really pitched well against the Dodgers.
Me too, and it can be spoiled, right? You can pitch great. You can have a lot of movement on your pitches. You can be, like, on the edges of the plate. You can go deeper into a game, but if you give up one two-run home run, you make one mistake, it just doesn't look as sweet. So I think that's what happens with some of our pitchers sometimes. But I always, my takeaways are always about the strike throwing, about the efficiency, about the pace, and I thought Tony's was great the last time out.
Yeah, me too. All right, that's the Giants manager, Gabe Kapler, Giants and the Dodgers. We'll get you ready for the ballgame right after this.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.